Hello.
Yes, good day. May I please speak with Gregory?
Who's calling?
My name is Celine. I'm calling from Local Splash.
Hey.
Hi, I do apologize. I'm very sorry. I took so long to call. It's just my system was absolutely dead. It wasn't working. So I do highly apologize. We do have around 15 minutes to talk with me about the web design.
Hello?
Like 10, 15 minutes, I will make it as brief as possible.
Are you saying I came to 15 minutes or 15 minutes?
15, 10 to 15. It depends on how long it will take us to go through the services. But it's mainly to choose the design today and what content would you like to actually be created on the website.
Okay, let me get ready to back up a part. Give me one moment.
Sure.
You copy while I'm trying to back up and everything. Oh, man.
No worries.
Actually, almost there,
I had
to back up.
Don't worry, take your time.
Okay.
Good.
Okay.
Good. The very first thing, Gregory, and the most important one is actually, did you receive the email with the three different links to it, with the templates?
Yes, somebody sent that to me last week.
Yes, and did you go to see those links? Do you have a preference on a design in particular?
Well, it was the second one.
The modern. Okay. Let me pull it up. Okay. Okay, so let me just double check quickly that I have all the right info. Okay, because I have name of business as Holloway's with apostrophe S plumbing. I have here that you are in Pineville, North Carolina. The phone number that we are going to promote is your call tracking number 704-459-5003. Now I ask you, would you want me to actually show your email address on your website, on the contact? Because it's not necessarily, it's up to you. I suggest not really because you have a Gmail and it doesn't look very good not to have at the same name of the domain, right? But as you say, it's up to you because we are going to have a contact formula anywhere. So people will send you, will write to you to the contact formula and go directly to your email. So.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'm
going to
do what you suggest, not to do it.
Okay. And the domain that we're going to use is hollowaysplumbing.com. Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now we have template. And do you have any social media, any Facebook page or Instagram or Twitter for the business that you would want me to put on the website?
No.
Okay. And how about a combination of colors? We call this branding colors, right? So all over the web, we try to put a combination of 2-3 colors that represents your business. Do you have already a preference on that type and on any combination of colors?
Are you saying colors or colors?
Yeah, colors, colors. Like if you always wear a like sky blue shirt, you know, and that represents
like
a little bit your, yeah, the blue. Okay.
Yeah, blue is my favorite color.
So, blue, we're talking about like a light blue or a royal blue, navy blue.
Royal blue / light blue would be fine.
Yeah. So I think that because for your trade, for your industry as a plumber, having a combination between blue, white, and gray, and light gray, it will be actually a nice combination of colors. Okay.
Okay, that's fine.
Great. And how many years of experience do you have in the industry, Gregory?
Let's see. 24 years.
Wow, okay. Good. And are you a member of any association, like a plumbers association or plumbing contractors association? Something like that?
Home, sir. You're talking about like a network?
Yeah, like these associations, like there is one that is called Plumbers Without Borders, like the Doctors Without Borders, there is actually one for plumbers. There is the PCA, that is Plumbing Contractor Association. So.
No, I'm working towards getting a part of one.
Okay.
Not yet.
No worries. Perfect. Okay. So now, one of the big differences that have this design with the current one that you have is that we create a page for each service that you provide, right? But because, for example, in plumbing, you have so many little things like, you know, toilet repair and fixtures installation and leak repair. So there is a lot to cover, right? I do have like the most popular ones for searches already pre-established. Of course, I will modify the content to represent your business, but if I say something that you don't do, let me know and I will take it out. So I have emergency plumber, faucet repair, garbage disposal installation and repair, gas leak repair, sink repair, toilet repair, water heater repair, sewer repair, copper piping, repiping services, pet plumbing, septic tank pumping, and that's all what I have predetermined. All of that, you cover?
I don't do no septic tank pumping.
No septic tank, okay. And would you like to add?
I don't do much. I'd like to have what?
No, if you would like to add all the services. But I prefer that we go first with the ones that we remove. So you don't do septic tank pumping, and you don't do much of what?
Gas pipe.
Gas pipe, okay.
Yeah. I thought I already talked to somebody about this when I first called about everything that I do.
Yeah, it's just that this is not about all what you do. It's about what services would you want me to create pages for. You know, as I was saying, I do have those that are predetermined because they are already good for searches, right? We do create the content accordingly to your business, but it's more to which kind of services would you want me to actually promote on your website. We are going to promote all your keywords, of course, but it's more for that.
Renovation, modern, excavation, sewer pipe, repair, replacement, waterline repair, replacement, stuff like the whole house replumb, things like that.
Okay. Like for the remodeling work. Okay.
Yes.
So.
Excavation. Come in, you know, sewer pipe repair replacement, excavation, water line repair replacement, excavation. Internal sewer, internal building, internal drainage repair replacement. You know, I do that too. Whole house repair.
Okay, so you do also, exactly. Okay, so you do it like the plumbing for remodeling work as well, right? Because you, if you do all the re-piping of the house, whole house re-plumbing.
Yes, yes.
Great,
yes.
Okay. So,
yes.
Oh, I know, yes. I got you. So now I will create pages for those. Okay, and the excavation, I also, I'm going to create you a page for the excavation as well.
Mm-hmm.
And besides of the plumbing, do you do also remodeling work per se, or just regarding to plumbing?
Plumbing, basically.
Just base. Okay. Got you. Okay. Good. So, in
I'm
any
sorry.
Case, Gregory, no, I just wanted to let you know, in any case, this website, it does take around 3 to 4 weeks to be ready. And once it's ready, I send you a link for you to revise the website to see if you like what we have done. And if at that point you see that you want to add more content or take away content that I have created, we will have a 7-day window time to make a lot of different major changes, okay? So I usually when I send... Sure.
When you say what, I'm listening. When you use it, what now?
No, when the website is ready, because it takes 3 to 4 weeks to be ready, okay? I will send you an email that has a link for you to look at the website, look at the content that we have created. So because if at that point you want to add anything else, anything besides what I have added into the site, what I have created, we can do it. Because we have a 7-day window. Since when, from the moment that I send you that email with the website already put together, we have 7 days until we have to put that website live. So I always, when I send you the email, I will call you just to let you know, hey, I send you the email, check the website, see if you like what I have created, and if you want to add or change anything, we have 7 days to do those changes. Okay, before the website goes live.
How would this website benefit me? How would it find me?
Well, particularly the most benefit is that the website ranks by itself. Meaning, that's why we create one page for each service. We create content that is enhanced SEO, so you can actually rank. The website will appear regardless of your Google presence, regardless of how well it's doing your Google ranking, the website will come out. So on the general searches, right? The one that you have currently is more attached to the Google presence, and this one is absolutely independent. It does benefit from that ranking that you have on Google, but it appears on the general search by itself. So it's actually the better thing. You will find it by using the keywords. The same, yeah.
I'm listening. The keyword what?
Yeah, when you put the, I need a plumber, right? So, and I need a particular kind of situation. I need a plumber that is specialized in Cooper repiping. So I will put, and I'm in the areas that we are promoting you. Cooper repiping plumber near me. So when you see the search results, you have the directory of Google is the map. But when you have the search results, that is the general search. So usually you will always find Home Advisors, Facebook, and probably AngusList or Yelp. Actually, those are the three that pay the most. On the first three, right below that, it will be your website because it's attached to that keyword. Yeah, could be between the position 4 to position 12. So it ranks in between those areas. The first three positions, if I tell you that you're going to be the first one on general search, I would lie to you because the first one is always going to be if it is a Home Advisor page, a Facebook page, or a Yelp. Those are the three that comes out always. Regardless
like
of what we
do. Like
no, nobody likes it much. So, But that will be for the web frame itself. So that is one of the great benefits of this one, because you will have that ranking outside of what is your Google searches. It works the same, it works through the keywords, and also in this website we'll have a lot of different features that makes it a little bit more interactive. So whenever someone leaves you, for example, a review on Google, we will automatically show it on your website as well. Right? And people will have the capacity. Yeah, that's very, very neat. So it does have a lot of different tools that makes it feel a lot more interactive, which actually is something that people really like to see. People want to see what other people are saying about you in one single place. And that's what this website does as well. Make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's
it sounds great. I'm listening.
Okay. So, in regards to the pages for services, right? So what I would like to do, because I want it to be also very effective, but I don't want it to be very crowded, right? So I will do the residential water line repair, commercial water line repair, and inside, well, actually what I will do is put residential water line services and commercial water line services. In that way we can create a concept for replacement, repair, as well for residential plumbing services, commercial plumbing services, whole home replumbing. I need to rephrase that to find the best keyword for the whole house replumbing. You do the video inspection of sewer lines, I will create one of that. Pardon?
Yeah. Whole thing replacement, commercial too.
In commercial too? Okay.
Yeah, I'm a plumber. I'm unlimited.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm not just limited to residential. I do commercial. I was a commercial plumber for a lot of years too. That's when I first started.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I want to put that in the page. Master plumber.
I've been a plumber for 24 years. What is your name again? Is it Helen?
Celine.
Celine, I'm sorry.
No worries.
For 24 years.
So you have seen and done all.
Right? I'm sorry?
That you have seen and done all related to plumbing. With 24 years experience, you must have seen a lot of different issues for plumbing.
Right. A whole lot.
Yeah, it's a human life.
Also being there, I do concrete removal and replacement too, in the process of that. They should know that by your remodeling.
Okay, so you do the concrete removal.
Okay. Concrete
repair removal and
replacement.
I did one last night. Okay. Do you think this will bring success to me? Pardon? It's just I hear you very far.
Do you think this will bring success to me?
Yeah, I do believe so. And I do can tell you, Gregory, these websites, the design websites, they do perform very, very well. They do. It's amazing the difference I make, because they are functional, but they also, as I said before, they are very interactive, which makes them really good. Because people, as I say, they just don't want to find anyone. They want to know what other people is thinking on that. And when you present in a professional, very clean manner your business, we create a very, very nice content on this website as well to actually show that in your case, you're a master plumber, you have 24 years experience. So we want people to actually see that, and this website will show them that.
I have a question. I wonder, this is not pertaining to this here. I wonder why I can find a professional grant writer. You ever heard of that?
No. Okay, so because I want to finish trying to fit it up, because there is a lot of different services, and I would like to get them all together under one umbrella for each. Okay, so as I say, I will send you that link once that I have it, and if you want to make different pages, we can at that point do it. But I do need to actually find the best way to present it, because I don't want it again to have too many things listed. I want to make a very effective site. Okay. So that is with the services. Now, we also have capacity to place video on the website, okay? You can make a video on maybe, a video. Like maybe introducing yourself, how did you go to plumbing, short video, or a video actually giving tips on how to keep your plumbing at home healthy, without giving your work away, of course. But little things, little tips that you can give away, those kind of videos, they perform very well, because people already feel that you gave them something, so they are more inclined to call you rather than call the next person. So we do have the capacity. It's not mandatory, but if you do want to make a video of yourself or a video of you performing a work, a type of job, that will be great. We can put it on the website, okay?
That sounds good. Okay.
Now, I also have, with the presentation of the website, we do own a great amount of stock photos. We own them. They are professional photos. They have already a good score and standing on Google. They help the site perform. So I always advise that for the presentation of the website, we use these stock photos, and we will have a full gallery page where we can show your work. Would you agree with this approach, or do you prefer that I only use photos that you send to us?
Okay, so you say you have a page where I can show my work?
Yes. I will have a whole page called the gallery that we can show up to 50 photos of work, of your work. Okay, so let's do a combo for the moment.
I think that means a lot when people can actually see your work.
Yes, that makes a huge difference. People want to see you, so they want to know what you have done. So the more photos that you can send, and if I can use only your photos for presentation and for the gallery, that's actually more beneficial for you. I will always put one or two of our stock photos in any case, just because those photos already have a score and they help the site to perform. But mainly I will use your own images, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Now, I do see that we are claiming an existing listing for you, right, on Google. You already had a listing and somebody else has the ownership? Am I correct?
So I called them, Celine, the other day, Monday actually, and they still haven't canceled the service yet, so I sent them an email. Because, I mean, all of them are right. So anyway, what they did, when they got that page, they never gave me my code where I could monitor myself. They wanted to be knew that I was kind of new to it, so I didn't, I couldn't catch on to it right away. You know, they charged me $700 down, $700-something, and $160-something a month, but I didn't have any Google Pay listings or anything. I just like to be straight up with people. You know, I don't have time to be playing out here. I'm trying to be successful, and, you know, once I do the research, I'll find out. I don't mind investing money in my company, because you got to invest somebody who doesn't have my best interest in heart to try to take me there. Really, you know what I mean? I don't have time for that.
So yeah.
Whenever y'all send a Google thing, when y'all send a Google thing in the mail, hopefully I can get that, and, you know, hopefully they do what they got to do, because I'm not going to be playing around with them. Yeah, I didn't cut them on the counseling. You know, which I got a job out of it. You know, I made some money off of what they did, you know, half of what I gave them. So, I mean, I got some of my money back. You know what I mean? So,
I see. Well, I do see that we requested was on the 1st. So on Monday we asked for that Google car to come to your home. So please be on the lookout because it should be, it's 5 to 7 days. But I don't know how things are in North Carolina, but here in California it's taking a little longer for the post to arrive at home. So I will give it the 7 days. So if by next Monday you don't have it with you, just give us a call, okay? Because then we can actually try to figure out with Google another thing. Because I don't want this to take too long. But once we actually get you verified, Local Flash give you access to your own listing, so you can actually manage and change and create things if you want to. Okay, so that's a peace of mind. We do like that you actually, if you want to be hands-on, you will have the capacity to that. Okay? So, and once it is verified that I told you, I will have a click to review button on your website so people can go directly to where they are going to leave a review on your Google listing. And anyone that leaves a review on your Google listing, it will automatically show on your website as well. Okay?
Okay.
And
okay.
I do have capacity to put reviews from other places that are not Google. So if you have on some tag, if you have reviews on some tag, EngageList, Yelp, even Home Advisor, I can put the things I have to do this manually. Okay, this would not be an automatic.
Okay.
So you will need to let me know.
Okay.
Hey Celine, I got a review on Home Advisor and I will go find it and put it on your website, okay?
Okay.
So do you know if currently you have any reviews out there? Anywhere online?
I have two on my Home Advisor.
Okay, I will find those. Great. And now, we're also going to have a page that is called the Deals page. This we create discount coupons. So that's one of the reasons also because this website does very well. You don't have to have a discount per se. Right, but let's say, do you offer free estimates for at least residential plumbing?
Well, if it's local, but if I travel, this is what I do. If it's local, yeah, I don't mind. But if I travel 30 miles or better, it's $50.
Okay, so I will put up to 30 miles free estimates, right? As a disclosure. The disclosure will be you go, if it's less than 30 miles, you will give the free estimate. Okay. Okay.
What do you think is good, or do I need to put a service charge in there? Like a $50 service charge, would I lose customers, or
that's why I prefer to just put like the one for free estimate, and I put a disclosure for local less than 30 miles. So, because if I put you over 30 miles, it's a $50 fee, people is not going to call. So,
that's what I mean. So, give it away, I got it. Yeah, it's best to do it that way, yeah. So they're not going to want to
pay
about $50
that's
coming out. I understand.
So, and how about, do you have any, like, special prices? Again, not a discount per se, but special prices for, like, veterans or senior citizens, first responders?
10% discount.
Fantastic. For veterans and for seniors, right?
Yeah.
Or just for veterans? Oh, okay.
Veterans and senior citizens.
Fantastic. Those discounts, you know, they actually do very, very well. When you, those two,
yeah, I don't mind.
Veterans and seniors. So.
Yeah, I respect that. I respect them. You know, I have respect.
Yeah.
That's what gets you a long way when you can show respect.
Yeah, absolutely. So, so I do know now that you only do free estimates if it's local 30 miles, but in how far in a mile radius would you be willing to go out for work?
Well, just like a 50 mile radius. That's a lot.
Okay.
But we'll travel further. You know, if I travel further, it's got to be worth my while.
Yeah. No, I mean, we'll have to wait for a big job, right? So to make it worth it,
right.
The trip. Gosh. And I have your hours of operation. You go Monday to Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday and Sunday you are closed, but you do offer emergency services, correct?
That is correct, yes. Yes.
Good. So the emergency services do include Saturday and Sunday?
Yes.
Good. Okay. And the payments that you take credit cards and cash. No checks.
Yes. No.
Got it. Okay. So Gregory, is there anything that you want to see on the website? Anything that I have not mentioned that you really would like to see on the website?
Everything sounds good so far. Just like you said earlier, just to reiterate, you know, we have a 7-day window. So once I look up everything, you know, we can kind of wrap it up and recap in.
Absolutely. So I will get to it. As I say, it will take me 3 to 4 weeks to actually get the product ready. In the meantime, we're going to keep promoting that single page that you have. But I will do my best to have it as soon as possible. Once that I send you the email, I will code you so you know that you have that email. And if you need to talk with me, just when you call client services for Local Splash, request to speak with Celine or with the web department, and they will pass you the call to me. Okay?
Okay.
So
okay.
Do send me as much photos as you can from your work. I will highly appreciate that so I can start putting it together.
Who do I send it to? What do I send it to?
Okay, what I will do, I'm going to send you an email after our call from the photos email asking you for photos. And you just reply to that same email and send me. You know, I can show up to 50 photos, but send me as many as you have, and I will be picking the best ones to actually put it together. Okay?
Sounds good.
Okay. Well, Gregory, thank you so much for taking my call. I do apologize. It's been hectic this week in here and for being so late for a call, so I highly appreciate the time you took today with me.
You're fine. I appreciate the call.
Okay. Well, I have issues with my system. It's bad, the connection and internet with the internet. It's just, I don't know. But I do appreciate that we actually got to talk. Really excited to work on your website. And as I say, if you need anything from me regarding the website, just request a call from my department. And also, please don't forget, if by next Monday you don't have that postcard at home from Google, give us a call, okay, so we can accelerate that process as much as we can. Okay?
I will do that. Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Have a fantastic rest of your day, Gregory.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.